Here's a tough question, Richard. Reader writes, why do you bash Catholics so aggressively? Why do you go after Catholics?
That is not true. We don't aggressively go after. We seek out Catholics in love, that we may give them the true message of salvation. And it is we pray that it would be done in love. I know in my own life, I pray that I would have a love for Catholics and that I would be able to reach out to them and that the Lord would give a divine opportunity. And I know that when I used to travel by air, sometimes I would sit beside a man and I would begin asking him, do you go to church? Do you read your Bible? And often I found a Catholic person I was sitting beside in an airplane. And then I would begin sharing the Word of God. And I can remember two or three times where there were all three different men on different flights that said, it was really God's work that you sit beside me on this plane today, because you have given me a word that gives joy to my soul. And they would say back to me some of the words that I had said to them, like Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, for by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. And it is really a joy to see people come to salvation and not to in any way intimidate or to hurt, but to love Catholic people so that we reach out to them. And I ask any Bible believer, as you listen, that you would pray for a divine opportunity to give the word to a Catholic person and to do it in love and to see fruit come of that, because it is God who gives the increase, it is God who gives the fruit, and we give him glory because we are the ones who love Catholics by God's grace alone. If I have love for Catholics, and I believe that I do, it's by God's grace alone. And I ask you, Bible believer, that you pray for a divine opportunity to give the word to a Catholic and to give it in love and to see souls saved. And if you're a Catholic listening, that you search out the scriptures, look up the scriptures, read the letter of Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 2. You've been dead in trespasses and sins. I remember reading that verse as a Catholic priest, and it was like I said, that verse did me in. You've been dead. I'm spiritually dead. I didn't laugh at it, but I could laugh at it now. Spiritually dead is our position before the All-Holy God. And we look to him, and he gives us grace to be saved through faith as his gift. Not of works, as it says in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, lest anyone should boast. And souls are saved. And it is a real joy. So we thank God that we can reach out. And I ask you, dear listener who is a Bible believer, that you pray for divine witnessing opportunities and see how the Lord gives you to reach out in love to Catholics. And Catholic viewer, I ask that you look to the Word of God and the Word of God alone, because Christ said, thy word is truth, speaking about God's written word. God's word not only contains truth, the Bible, it is truth. and then see that, spiritually speaking, before salvation, we're all dead in trespass and sins, and ask him for the gift of faith and grace, and see how faithful the Lord is to answer prayer, and that souls will be saved to the praise and glory of his grace. Amen and amen.